Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the Halal Industry, Do For Self, with Imam Wale Ayub Bilal, the host, and the co-host, Nate Muhammad, and Jane Bashir. The Imam is away from the mic for a minute, so I am opening up. I'd like to open it up with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. Again, assalamu alaikum. You know, we've been working with this Halal Industry, Do For Self, for a nice period of time. And we are so close for everything to come to the head. With the effort, sincerity, and the commitment it takes to bring about this. And what we want is change. Change in the form of economics for the African American, descendants of slaves. That is our whole purpose. That's been our purpose since we entered, as far as I can remember, the Nation of Islam, mainly for to upgrade our people, the African American, descendants of slaves. We were very fortunate to have the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to help us establish discipline and the direction to do for self. But before we could do for self, we had to know ourselves. He pointed us in the direction where we could find information to do that. Then came Imam Muhammad, W.D. Muhammad. May Allah be pleased with him. With the direction to educate ourselves in worldly as well as spiritually. With that discipline and with that direction, educational, brought us to this point here that we stand with the Halal Industry. We done came through a lot of haram to arrive to this point. That's why it's very wide open with the Halal. Anything that we're doing, halal. This is our time because everything hasn't been done halal openly, that we can always sit back and touch. We can always reflect back on the haram things that we encounter in life openly. But this here, halal, doing something halal for the people or the benefit, as far as the people to benefit, I believe that is a blessing from Allah. Time, as we will always say, to be able to strut our stuff, show what we know. We sit near with the African American community, especially the ones descendants of slaves. We have a wealth of knowledge that the people are doing individually. Individually where they done, Allah has blessed them to strengthen their blessing. I was sitting with a sister, a couple brothers, and they was telling me about how they came about establishing One sister was an insurance broker. Another brother had, he was more of an instructor in martial arts and security. And it's almost like based on their personality, it was good for them. It was what they needed, or what is being needed, what's needed. And everybody has a gift. Everybody is equipped with a gift from Allah. The point is that they have to look within themselves to pull it out. Sometimes other people pull it out for them. But that gift is designed to work as one, as part of whatever we commit ourselves to. Whatever we commit ourselves to. And once we bear witness and recognize it, that's why I said it, we bring it forward. Let it come out. Let it come out and show. And show the world what we can do. I always say, once we get together, once we come together, it's over. Because everybody, we will be able to recognize everybody's strengths. Because we already know what we'd be looking for. We're looking for that. We're not looking for just to come together and have a good time. We come together to make things happen. And our objective is to establish something for those who come behind us and pick it up. Keep it going. And if we look back at our history, African Americans coming out of slavery, we changed that rule. We can go back and say our whole identity was stripped of everything, our manhood, our language, our whole identity. But Allah, He's the one that helped reconstructed us, built us right back up. And as we went from generation to generation, we got a little better. We got a little better to all the way to this present time. We can stand up and take a rightful place in society. And recognize, being recognized based on what Allah wants, not what man wants. We ain't going to sit up here and beat ourselves in the chest talking about we the man, we the one did that. No, we ain't do none of that. Allah recreated us in His image. And if we have to recognize that who did that so we can function, the way we want, the way He wants us to want. That's what Imam Muhammad always directing us towards. As he said his last message before he passed, he said that we don't need nobody to come behind us or come to teach us anymore. All we have to do is lead with what Allah said and do things to show. You can't get a better advice from someone than anything. Yeah, as far as if you're thinking, that's how you know that you done all I could do. Now you're on your own. You got to go out there and you go ahead. And whatever you want to do, go do it. But as long as we lead with what Allah says first and whether we, and what we do through things to show. I always said that the first thing you go about for me, and I use it, is I'm always come and respect you first. I'm going to approach you with a lowly spirit. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to respect you. That's how I read that. And the second thing I'm going to do, I'm going to always be fair and honest with you. Because this is what I believe. Allah taught me how to go about doing that. And when we deal with each other in that manner, we can't make nobody treat us the way we want to be treated. But we don't have to accept anybody that want to treat us any old kind of way. That's the balance. That's the balance that we can come about and build. our structure and looking at our people, they need our help. They need our help bad. They need our help in a sense where we can help direct them, pull them out of the bondage that they are in. And that bondage is nothing but ignorance, lack of knowledge of something. And when you can address them freely, we can appeal to their understanding, because by respecting them and being fair and honest, we will get their attention. I know we will, because we're doing it every day today. Now, how are we dealing with our people? I see Imam Al has appeared, and we'd just like to bring him on, the host, Halal Industry, do for self, Imam Bilal. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaikum as-salam. Thank you very much, Brother Nate. As-salamu alaykum. This is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, the Halal Industry, do for self. And as always, I like to begin with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We have a duty, no question about it.
Mm-hmm.
Our duty, Allah doesn't make it hard on us as we grow up. We see a duty that's owed to family. We don't get the responsibility first. We get the duty, how we're to respond.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of us had a chance to, the only one we know, well, in fact, the only two that we know that didn't get the chance to be birthed as a child was Adam and his wife. Everybody since then, though, had to come through the womb of a woman.
That's right.
You know what I mean? No mistake about it. You know what I mean? No matter what scientifically they're trying today, men wanting to be women and women wanting to be men, they're going to be questioned about that. But that's not our subject. That's not our topic, so I don't have to dwell on that.
Mm.
But I do want to begin to speak towards the humanity itself and what Allah has given for the whole humanity to have everything it needs to build.
Mm.
Every season, every century, every decade, whatever you want to look at, Allah always gives to the humanity what they need. Once upon a time, this earth had two people on it. We don't know the size of it then. Did Allah stretch it, add to it as birth was being given to others? We don't know. He has the ability and the power to do that without anybody knowing he's doing it. Because there's no one person can comprehend the whole space of the earth to see was their growth this year opposed to last year. Those things Allah didn't necessarily give us. Don't mean that he didn't give us tools that we'll find, just as this technology is working today.
Mm.
We didn't have that technology some years ago. But today, technology, and there might be something that supersedes the technology over the next few years or decade or so. But my point is that Allah has given to humanity and continue to give to humanity everything it needs. And Allah is fair and just. If he said he gave it to humanity, it wasn't him, Allah, that is, it wasn't Allah who made humanity in its growth separate from each other by color of skin or maybe by nationality, which was not always affected by the skin itself, but just where you came from, language or whatever the case may be. But in all of that is an ability to win. And Allah promised to Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, that those who follow his guidance, those who obey will find success in this life and in the next life. And what else are we striving for? I mean, I know the average person, he go to work, especially if he start off in teenage and whatnot. Most youngsters, when I was young, the first thing I wanted to get was my own car. I didn't need a house. My father's house was big enough. I got brothers and sisters that lived, were married and had their own houses if I wanted to live with any of them, which I eventually did. got jobs with one of my sister, my older sister, matter of fact. And then me getting that job, I lived with her and built a little, you know, nest egg and everything to move on further. All of us, every human being, not speaking about me, I'm speaking of my experience a little bit, but who didn't get that experience, even if they didn't utilize it? The majority of us had to go to school. There was a point in time where they said every child got to go to school. That means everyone had to be educated. There were some that was a little slower than the other, but we found that the one that was even slow was good at something that maybe the brainiac couldn't do. Allah gave us everything we need. And him giving everything we need, he's not biased. He didn't say, well, the black ain't going to get this. We get exactly what Allah gave to everyone, regardless of the color of their skin.
Right.
And I know I'm saying something that most of us, we already know this. I'm not saying nothing new, and I'm not trying to say nothing new. I'm just speaking to the fact that the key that we had, this particular body of Muslims I'm talking about first, that followed the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we was excited for a while. And in that excitement, we were able to march through America and build without anything really afflicting our growth. We had to do it ourselves if we was going to cut it short. Some of us, you know, we seen Allah one way and some seen him another way. And I don't mean Farid Muhammad. I just mean some of us seen that we needed more. We needed more skin color. We needed to act more like others, in other words. I don't mean skin color like the actual color. We needed more skin color leading us. Not darker, usually light skin, white skin. And that kind of affected our unity. Some of us wanted to be the leader ourselves and took a little body, a little pot, like a pot of beans. You got the whole supper table that could feed forever, and we want to take a little pot and lead with that, saying we could feed by ourselves. No, this is not, what we got is not something we're supposed to do by ourselves. What we got, we're supposed to do more with it. We're supposed to build for the society we live in. We don't have to build for everybody. But if every people, those who wanted to separate by skin color, those who wanted to separate by language or nationality, if everyone did the best they could, working with the same opportunity that Allah gave to one, he gave it to all of us. And if we did it in that manner, we'd find competition in a good way for the humanity, for society to grow. Most people that come to America, as I've said so many times, they are the ones that find that they can build off of us, the African America. African American, he's a servant to everybody, to the whole humanity. He spends his money to make others wealthy while he be broke. No, we need businesses that belong to us. We need establishments that belong to us. We need to be in every city telling our own story. That was a wake-up call down in Florida when I think it's Sanchez or whatever his name is. He said, he's going to take the books out of the schools, certain books out of the school.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be no problem with us. Just give them to us. They already got them. Give them to us. Somebody down there could use it in the school that we could teach our own. Now, we ain't going to cry about it if we don't get them, but my point is we should really understand how the world feels about it. Not how Allah, not how God feels about us. This is not God's doing. In order for them to even survive it, and make changes right in front of our face that eventually goes against us is because we didn't stand up to do nothing. And I don't mean stand up and fight. We know we could rumble. You give us the same amount of numbers and give somebody else the same amount of numbers, they ain't going to rumble us. Give us the same equipment and them the same equipment, they ain't going to rumble us. That's not what we're going by. But to be success and to build something successfully for the humanity that we can say we did. Not a show-off, but as a servant of Allah. Why would Allah give everybody hands if he didn't want them to use it? Oh, every now and then we got somebody born with just a thumb.
Mm-hmm.
But as a majority, everybody got the 10 to work with, two thumbs and 8 fingers on a hand, below arms to the body, working for the head. Those things we can utilize. This year, 2024, we should be making something happen for us to bring back our unity, unity as a people, even unity with other people. But that only started in us looking at ourselves and see that Allah, God, gave us something to do also. He didn't want us to just peel off of what somebody else says. The one he gave to the whole humanity is Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him. And he didn't tell us to dress like him. He didn't tell us to try to look like him. He told us in him is the best example. For any reward, he is the best example. Why is he the best example? Because Allah fed him by way of the angel Jibril putting the message on him by the guidance of Allah. Angel Jibril couldn't do it without Allah giving him the job to do it and giving him the ability to do it. But he gave him the message today that we read as the Quran. They're hadiths, they're secondary. There are some people who wanted to put the hadith in front of everything.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do that. Allah's word is in front of everything. The words of Quran, as we know it, are in front of everything. Oh, just in Arabic? No. Allah says, I made you different. I mean, I even made you speak different.
Mm-hmm.
So you learn from one another. You don't think an Arab who knows full Arabic, who reads the Quran, could be sitting on the message not doing what he's supposed to do with it and can give it to us in English and see what should be done? He can see that. That can be done. Anything. Allah can allow one person to see more in the writing on paper. And another one, all he needs is material and he can put it together. We have to be recognizing that it's Allah that gave us what we got. Everything that we got, it's Allah that gave it. And I'm not talking about your house, even though he allowed you to get that. Right now, I'm talking about what you are, what I am, what the brothers with me, there's people in the street, whoever. Every individual got what Allah gave them. Some want to destroy it. They better read the Bible or the Quran. Some want to say, I ain't a man, I'm a woman. Like Allah don't know what he put on earth. But all you got to do is read the story of Lot. That's what I tell people to do. I ain't going to beat you up because you're that. You like being that, be that.
Mm-hmm.
There's some people that just want to go to the fire.
Okay.
You know what I mean? They want to go there, but they want to take you with them.
Right.
If you want to go with them, you know what I mean, then you go with them. But the reality is we have to take our families and get them to understand what it is that Allah is saying to us in Quran, even if they're Christians. When we speak, we're speaking about God. When they speak, they're speaking about God. You say, oh, well, they say Jesus. Then show them how to stop saying Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus has a birthday. Jesus have a death day.
Mm-hmm.
God doesn't. God was there longer than we can find a time to call a time and continue to be and is in control of everything. All of us, we got a touch of everything that everybody got. We got a touch of it in our families.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody down the street gets sick, trust it that somebody in your family will get sick. Not just because of that person, This is what Allah has allowed the human being to be able to find. In their life, whatever's even during a season, happened during a season in one place, it happens in another place in a season that's coming. It spreads. Some of it is from Shaitan and some of it is from something else. But either way, it spreads. When we look at the African-American descendants of slaves here in America, particularly the Nation of Islam, we gave an image, a picture of us doing better by working together. Then we allowed some to come in. We don't need to fight them on their coming in. We just need to stand up. Come in and give us their way of thinking because they came from overseas, because they can speak Arabic. What did the prophet say to those that was around him, the great companions? If you go to a people and you don't speak their language, you know, like they don't speak English, that's not their mother tongue. And as more importantly, we don't speak their language at all. He told his companions, don't lead those people. Don't you even teach them. Give them the five pillars. The hang up on those of us, as some would say, the poor Negro. Poor Negro is poor because he won't see himself as a man and a woman standing up with the gift that Allah has given us to practice Islam in a way that will call everyone back, wanting to compete in a good way. That's what it's about. I don't mean challenge nobody for no money or anything like that. The law speaks of the mercy to humanity. And one part of seeing the mercy of humanity is when you can remind somebody of something that they used to do that was good, maybe in their foreparents, and they have slipped away from it. Me and a brother were speaking yesterday about how the king of the area of Saudi, I don't know him. I never met him like that. I've seen pictures, but I don't know him. Said that he gives the speeches to the imam. He don't himself pass them to him, but he put the speeches together for the imams to teach the people. Where'd that come from? That's not even the way things go. The trust is given to the imam. We may not be in church, but the trust is given to the preacher. We ain't at the synagogue, but the trust is given to the rabbi. The religious leaders are supposed to give the people God's word, but the king, I've been told over and over, and I'm sure many of us that could get together, we have to say, we heard the same thing, that the king tells them what to say at Juma. Not just a subject here and there. Here's your lecture, and don't stray from your lecture. No, that's not the way it is. If they'll do that to their own right there at the Kaaba, what you think they would do to us across the other side of the world? Make us think we can't find God because we don't speak Arabic? Allah says, He give us and made us different so we'll learn from one another. So there's just as much learning that the world got to get of Arabic, but there's just as much learning that the Arabs have to get from the world. Everything is not locked in Arabic for a reason. Allah could have made it easy for us, unless we think He made a mistake. He could have gave us Arabic from the start, everybody. No, if that's the way it was going to be, we used to say in the days of the Nation of Islam, no big I's and little U's.
Mm-hmm.
You think Allah is saying that? Allah don't know when He say he framed the man in a certain way. They all have the same. They're all able to reach me. And reach me, you don't mean touch you. Touch God. But we can show love and following of His message like anybody else. But we have to be those who work together, who's willing to be as one. That's what we have to see ourselves doing. When we see ourselves doing it in that manner, then we can, as we did, remind the world, show the world how we all should be living. And there's, like I said, there's a point that we got to believe that, no, Allah didn't tell us. I'm not saying it in that manner. I didn't get that from my father. I didn't get it from my uncles or any of the men I knew growing up. I definitely didn't get it from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and I didn't get it from Imam Muhammad, that one day we'll be the people who dominate the earth in the sense of the rulers of the world. No, that's not what Allah gave us. But Allah gave me an ability to understand right here in Philadelphia, and I can understand like everybody else in Philly, and they can understand like me. We can understand like everybody else in any other state or city, continent, could have it just like anybody else on any other continent. I'm saying that to say we can't build until we see that Allah has put it in us to build. We can't establish anything. We'll be running from what we should be establishing. And that running don't help us. That running puts us in a place where we may have the key, but because we think we don't, we honor someone else.
Mm.
And nothing wrong with honoring somebody, respecting somebody. But you may have the key to show us how to get back on track. But you don't want to say nothing because, well, you know, they know better than us. Said who? We call people sheikh. What's a sheikh? I remember years, many years ago, I believe before even talking to any Arabs, when we used the term sheikh, it was like OG, old head.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The person who, through experience, can tell you almost everything that's going on. And I don't mean foul stuff. He could tell you if there's some foul stuff around.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in service to God, that OG could tell you something. If you're in favor of what's going on in the city, the OG could tell you something. Now, the scholar, once upon a time, we had no chance of being a scholar. Us, the African-American people descendant of slaves and slaves. Why? Because they wouldn't even let us read. They would kill us if we were reading. During slavery time, we was under the protection of Allah, no sweat. We could see that now if we look at it. We didn't escape dying or having problems because we were smart.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't in the design for Allah to allow us to die like that.
Right.
Some of us, yeah. And not because they was bad. Some of the people left this life and went straight to paradise almost. And I say almost because I don't know how close they got. I don't. But I do know this. Allah was not necessarily punishing us, but preparing a new people to do what needed to be done. As I've spoke to him many times, and I'm sure others have, when we look at those who fought, the Amish people and people of that nature, Quaker, were supposed to have been those who argued that to the slave masters, if you have any black Christians, you can't enslave them. And they let them go. When they found out they had royalty among the slaves from one of the kingdoms overseas, over in that area, Arab area, African area, whatever the case may be, they let them go back. So the majority of the people, if not all of them, were Muslims.
Mm.
And Allah allowed us as Muslims, we seen the ones that was released because they were the king's family or something to that effect. Prince such and such. They were sent back. That was a way of not having war on them also. But the ones that remained, this was a challenge Allah was putting on us for the plan that he had. And we was erased of Islam. And there was a period we couldn't speak no language really to really communicate in front of the slave master. wasn't allowed to learn how to read even the English language of the slave masters to understand what he was saying better. That wouldn't happen. They weren't interested in that. All this was a plan from Allah to put us in the state that we're in. To come out of this, well, it's not going to happen overnight, but to come out of this, uniting in service to Allah, but building among ourselves in a way that it shames those, the religion that began to do anything, many wrong things, instead of continuously serving Allah. So we are in a blessed time. The prophet said Allah will, from time to time, give Islam to people just like he gave it to them, downtrodden people, people that are looked down on. And those people will become a mercy to humanity. Why? The Islam will lift them up when the people shunned them. Mm. Remember when we couldn't go to school? Wasn't allowed to read? Remember the years that they told people to, okay, put your mark on the paper, boy, talking to a full-grown man. That's history. But it ain't nothing for us to get mad about because Allah has us on a mission. Mm. And the mission is not still for us to win and crush everybody else. The mission is for humanity. I made you different so you'll learn from one another. How much of a mission it is that we stand tall in Islam, not wearing thobes. You can wear a thobe if you want. Wear what you want. You want to walk around all day in a golf suit in snow, that's on you. But the reality, think about it. Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, wasn't wearing a thobe. When you go back into the history, you find that they did more wrapping than they did sewing clothes to look like what they did today's thobe. And as we heard Imam Muhammad, many of us say so many times, make your own clothes. Make your clothes that fit you, that styles the body of the African-American, descendant of the slave. So we have to see Allah has given us things, but what does it take for us to recognize I can't build nothing by myself. I can do as much as I can, and I will if it pleases Allah. I pray you do the same. But we have to work together to build the society that we know that we need to build right now. We don't need to be seeing ourselves losing because we don't want to work together. And we believe everybody that will tell us all kind of stories. And all the stories, do you know the stories on TV going all the way back to Alibaba and the 40 Thieves?
Mm-hmm.
And there was another one that they showed. Alibaba was one to show what they thought about Muhammad the Prophet. And there were a few others when I was young. I didn't know they was talking about Muhammad the Prophet then. I didn't know who they were. I didn't know anything about the Arabian Nights and all that old stuff, but they were kids' stories. You know what I mean? So in these children's stories, and then eventually cartoons, they showed us different things, but they wasn't giving us the history of what is this thing? Who is this person? What are they talking about? Where are they coming from? All those things wasn't given to us. So, we couldn't follow it. So we're going to take a PSA right now.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you. The one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. James Bashir, allowing you to do for self. I'd like to read from Surah 5, Al-Ma'idah, and the ayats 45-46. We ordained therein for them life for life, eye for eye, nose for nose, ear for ear, tooth for tooth, and wounds equal for equal. But if anyone remits the retaliation by way of charity, it is an act of atonement for himself. And if any fail to judge by the light of what Allah hath revealed, they are no better than wrongdoers. And in their footsteps, we send Jesus, the Son of Mary, confirming the law that had come before him. We send him the gospel. Therein was guidance and light, and confirmation of the law that had come before him, a guidance and an admonition to those who fear Allah. Join us every Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry Do For Self with your host, Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Inc., and co-hosts James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength, to establish community life by doing for self, to build the model community. Connect at am360.org, 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891. Or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet at CWSHURAA. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit am360.org. Pan Corporation Community Wide Shore Conference at cwsc.us. Or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297.
Yeah, thanks, Brother James. Nate Muhammad here again. The Halal Industry Do For Self. I'd just like to comment, stay informed with the Imam in talking about the Sheikh, the OG, the wise one. I call it the wise one because in our native land, you know, the wisest person in the tribe was the oldest. And they were the oldest because, as they say, they've been through many moons. And if we look at our experience here as the elders in our community, they've been through a lot where they've seen a lot. And they've seen the outcome of a lot of things. And they could be able to direct you the right way or the way you should have taken based on what they experienced. And that's very, very, very important. Because when we deal with the youth, I had not confrontation, but I was told by the youth that the older, the elders, stuck in their own way. And they won't budge or whatever. And how can you say that? They done experienced that. You haven't even experienced nothing they encountered. And they should get as much respect for being able to be here to tell you or to explain to you and share with you what they have encountered. You shoot them down because of the lack of respect. The lack of the respect that this society teaches us. They don't teach you the respect. Go back to your mother and father. Honor your mother and father. Just the other week, the brother killed his father. I think he cut his head off. Remember that one? But It just goes to show what we're dealing with when we're dealing with the people. And the people will come at you from all angles.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have, and if you're not standing firm in your conviction, they will overpower you. And that's what frustrates the young folks, is that they can't overpower the elders.
Mm-hmm.
They push it right back. At least I've seen it, you know, push it right back at them. Mm-hmm. Because you're only speaking from emotion. The elder is speaking from experience. And what they always taught you, your experience is the best teacher. I've heard that since I was a little tot. And I did build everything around experience.
Mm-hmm.
You experienced that. Did you go through that? Oh, well, then you get the respect for going through it. Now, is it that you want to share the outcome or what you learned from it?
Mm-hmm.
That's a different story. That's up to you if you want to do that. But if you experience this, and majority of the time you want to share it, because nothing is ours. We're alone in this society from Allah.
Mm-hmm.
We're alone. And everything that we encounter, it's just like he gave it to us, we got to give it back to those who come behind us. That's why we have said earlier, I said earlier, that we have to establish our criteria for those to come behind us.
Mm-hmm.
They got something to start with. We're living in a society that the deck is already stacked against you before you even come out your door. And the people doesn't even realize it. And what do I mean by that? I mean, they done pumped all this, especially among the youth,
mm-hmm.
the weed in the society. They done pumped all that stuff into society. And then when the kids get out, he's being introduced to weed. And then no matter what they encounter from after smoking weed, majority of the time they're wet or whatever, they create some crazy crime. And then society turn around and look at them as a bad part of society or a bad omen of society. He sits back there and they blame him. And then once he wake up from his little high, he don't even know what he did. Mm-hmm. And this is what I mean by the deck is stacked against you. You having fun with everything, and then until you do something wrong, and then they going to hold you hostage to it. This is the stuff that we the elders can inform you, can mm-hmm. share with you if you want to know, if we get your attention. We sitting up here with the halal industry, the do for self, and we appealing to the people to unite. We can't make you do it. We can only ask you. We can only set up the structure. And we continue to labor on with what we understand. But it's designed to give you a fair shot at dealing with society, not coming in with the everything is against you before you even set foot out the door. You lost. There's no fairness in that. And this is the society that we're living in. That pushed it. All this here chaos going on out in society. We think the guy just came out of his house, created that. Now that was there before he got out there. They're only a reflection of their environment. You look at a body of people, and if you look at if something's wrong there, you got to look at what's in this society that caused them to be wrong. Because they don't come out wrong. Just like a baby is born, innocent, come pure. It don't get affected by this society until it comes into this society. So I can't take, or you can't tell me the people is the way you explain and how they are. They're not that. I can't see that. Now, they will always deal with the people that really don't know and don't care. They will come at you. You just have to deal with them. But as far as dealing with the masses, dealing with the people there, you're going to have to share with them. Society have to come and pay some of the price for what's going on out here today. You think the kids grew all these guns that's supposed to be on trees that they snatch up and get? Society did that. You think all these, and from them guns, there's the robberies. Now they carjacking. Yeah, what society is implicating all that, not the people. The people were just making it happen or doing it. But then they're the ones going to wind up taking the blame or getting all the weight from it, getting all the time from it. And in the meantime, society moves on like normal, like ain't nothing happened. But we sit back and look at the people. I mean, again, don't get me wrong. People ain't right at all times. People's not right. But at the same time, we have to look at it first. That's why Allah said we approach everything with a lowly spirit. You have to respect first to see if it's right or if it's wrong. If it's wrong, if it's right, you're going to have to fight for it. If it's wrong, you have to go get right and then come back and fight.
Mm-hmm.
I see we got a hand up. We'd like to acknowledge 727-408. Your mic is open.
Assalamu alaykum. This is Bilal from Hudson, Florida. Praise be to Allah.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, you identifying it, so alhamdulillah. They got something I wrote just to add a little something to it. Shaitan schemes are corrupting the soul of man. Excuse me, brother. Sorry. Shaitan schemes are corrupting the soul of mankind. Lacking truth, the wicked are controlling man's mind. We were disconnected from our past history, introduced into the sun plantation slavery. For us, it shouldn't be a mystery. The human spirit and nature were deprived of that which supported it. Al-Islam is indeed a benefit. There were very few exceptions where a kind master permitted slaves to keep his original mind. Today, we are reading creation signs. We are making choices as free thinkers. We are blessed to be truth bringers. We should be enriched by the bad experience that God permitted for a future good. Hopefully, we aren't being misunderstood. Let's do the best with our life and change circumstances for the better. Love and respect for each other. Continue working together. Lovers of peace, supplying people's social needs. Satan's schemes are corrupting the soul of mankind. Back in truth, the wicked are controlling man's mind. Assalamu alaikum.
My son. Thank you, Brother Bilal. Push the one. Just a comment on the poem, the brother. This is creativeness, I always call it, that to help define our whole purpose. And we share our wealth with who? With everybody. This is why we like to do things to shore. That's important in uniting. We can sit here and write, and that is another form where we can generate resources from there to help bring about what we want to establish. And this is all go back to, I'm sure the brother spoke and he wrote in his poem, it's from his experience. What's in his heart? We got to come from what's in our heart. Our commitment is first. It was in our heart. Our commitment. Everything going to start with a commitment. Because if we're going to be successful, we're going to be committed. We're going to be committed to what Allah wants, not what I want, not what he wants, not what they want. We want to lead by Allah's example, not by this society. We can expose this society by when we're coming through this, and we can see. And instead of us reacting to what happened, we pay attention to what happened. Allah's showing us. He's showing us what he wants us to see.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up to us how we deal with it. I always say, we don't have no control over what happened. Only thing we have control over is how we deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And if Allah prepares you giving you an idea of what's going on around you, it's up to you to take it a little further. This is our whole purpose, man. We're not here just to hang out. You understand? We're only here for a pit stop. Yeah, next thing you know, we're gone. So as long as we're here, we might as well make our presence known. Look at the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam Wahdi Muhammad. Their presence been known, especially among the African-American descendants of slaves, even if they want to accept it or not. Their presence and what they stood for. The whole thing was generated around doing what Allah wants, establishing what Allah wants. They weren't here establishing their own personal thing. They did what Allah wants. And that's what all of us, we will have to do once we learn to adjust. To adjust our character with what Allah wants. As Imam Muhammad called it, God's man. That's what we need to be recognized, or we would like to be recognized for. That's what we strive for. All this here, what we're doing, the halal industry, is what Allah wants. So look, we look like we got another hand up.
Sister.
111. Your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum. Yes, I'm always enjoying you all's presentation. And I just came from a neighborhood store. You know, I was talking about the topic, what you all are discussing today with someone over the weekend that is in the mental health field, this particular believer is in the, and, you know, the one thing we have to also do is we have to turn off the shackles of the slave mentality that we have toward each other. Because that's a big problem, whether we're doing business with each other, you know, whether it's in our relationships or marriages or family life. We have to get rid of that mindset of, you know, I can swim plan my brother or sister, but I don't have to, you know, I can do other people right. Like the Quran say, you're soft on the disbeliever and hard on the believer. Your believer that you pray next to, that you are in the community with. You know, you don't want to, you don't think you have to do them right, and Allah don't see it. So that has to be returned too. We have to get rid of that Toby mindset. That's the Toby, Toby mindset. Still, you know, in our how we relate to each other, and how we relate to other people that are not necessarily like us or you know, that's in the community, as opposed to, you know, how we treat each other. Because until we do that, we're not going to progress as a community. We're not going to, and we're going to have to, you know, return and unite. At some point, we're going to have to unite with each other. Because the way the society is now, everything is geared toward wiping us out as a people. That's what they're set up with. That's why these migrants are coming over here. All the migrants from all these, and you notice they're going to all the major states that African Americans populate in strong, large numbers.
That's right.
You know,
right.
This is deliberate. This is deliberate. So I think it's gonna force us to have to, those that want to, because there's gonna be a few that are still gonna be lagging behind, you know, or not really wanting to. But you know, it's gonna force us, because housing everywhere is high. You know, people, working people can't afford, and I look across the country. I look at, I research all this stuff all the time on what's going on in our community. That's one of my favorite pastimes. I'm looking at what is going on, what is, you know, surveying things, what is going on in the politics, or really politrics. There's a lot of politics going on. Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Politics, you know, that is at play. Then we got all these, the war machine, you know, the war machine is always in play. But domestically, the people, the masses of the people, I should say, because we got a lot of rich black folk. I just say,
yes, we do.
You know, a lot of rich black folk that have no concern for their people, have none. Mm-hmm. You know,
I believe that.
So,
I agree that.
So
they hate our people.
We're gonna have to, just for our very survival, because we are being purged over the country, purged to just be, you know, look at all the homelessness that's going on in all these major cities. And it's mostly our folks that's being, you know, everybody else, you know, even people from overseas, they have a low opinion of of us. But we built country. We built this. We did this. But yet we being, you know, veterans and regular people and everybody else, you know, we're being pushed aside as if we don't matter. You know, you got all these presidential, I can't even call them presidential candidates. They're clowns to me, in my opinion. The point is that this is like a warning, seemed like to me, you know, with to wake us up to see that high prices are going up on food and everything. We need our own and housing and mortgage for people. It's destroying a lot of people, because it's so everything, and they keep going up and up and up and up. And nobody, we don't have anywhere to go. We have to get land. We're going to have to get land of our own. That's the only way.
Yes.
So I just wanted to say that. Salaamu alaikum.
Bye, right, salaam, sister.
Thank you very much.
51, and we'll go to the next. Sister, can you hit the one to close your mic?
Yeah.
Oh, hitting
okay.
It now.
All right.
Yes,
thank you, sis. All right, we got area code 8-0. Your mic is open.
As-salamu alaykum, brother Nate, brother James back here. My sister calling me at this time, I'll call her back. But what I want to say is, this anti-immigrant movement, I beg to differ. I'm quite sure she has a point. Yes, there is a chance of us being eliminated. But at the same time, the racist in this country, those that have had this country, is predominantly Caucasian. It has been predicted in a few years. It's called the Browning of America.
Of America. That's right.
And they are terrified of that, because they're so used to being the majority and the one in power. So That's all. And concerning how we treat one another.
That's right.
Even as Muslims.
Yeah. That's right.
I accept and remember the imam saying, yep, you are new Muslims, but you're old niggers.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, I can accept that.
Yeah.
Right. Islam is designed over time. It don't happen overnight. It gradually removes niggardliness from you. It takes time. Even in the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad, they had a problem, a racial problem.
Oh, yes.
Bilal was insulted by them. They had a slur saying, "All you son of a black mother." Prophet Muhammad said, "If your leader is a black man with the hair of a raisin, you follow him."
That's right.
He said, "All of us are Bilal."
That's right.
So
that's right.
It doesn't happen through hocus pocus. It just don't happen over just because we take the Shahada tane. There's no magic to this. It's a gradual thing.
Sure.
So, but in time, our aberrant behavior will it'll be transplanted with the Muslim character, but sometimes it takes a generation. Some of the Muslims that come to this country, and we know they have not all of them, but too many of them they have a race problem. Yes, they do.
So
it takes time to remove this niggardliness from us.
Yes, sir.
For real.
That's
so
right.
So you know, we treat each other like we've never not all of us now. Let me make sure these are not general statements, but too many of us.
I got you.
We are all divided in this association.
Yes.
There are some masters, they don't speak to the other one because of blah, blah, what happened back in the, I sold more fish than, no, you didn't. And you know, and all this niggardliness. So it just takes time. And I have patience.
Right.
We have to have patience with each other.
I mean, that's right.
And understand what we've been through. No other people have been through that. So it takes time.
I love
you. I love the believers. I love humanity. So it's let's have some patience with each other. All right. Thank you, my brother.
Yes, touch the one on your phone, and we'll open the mic right now for 413-323.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister
Angela
Marie. This is Sister Angela Marie from North Providence, Rhode Island. You know, in the nation of Islam, we were taught to do for ourselves. A lot of it we wanted to do for ourselves, but there was force behind it, because I'm going to tell you something. You couldn't come in the nation of Islam thinking you were coming there and sit down and tick through the tulips and just say, teach, brother, teach, minister, and do nothing. You had to do work. When you came in no matter what, if you couldn't do anything, you were taught how to do something. If there were conventions or whatever, and the sisters had to bake, cook, whatever, watch the children or something. The brothers held posts. The brothers had self-defense classes. There were self-defense classes for the sisters, too, the vanguard. But you couldn't come in there, talk about you going to sit down and just listen to some teaching? No way.
No.
Those brothers were on posts 24-7. You go home from work. You clean up for a little while, then you have to go back to the next and hold post, maybe all night long. Come back home, sleep a couple of hours. Some brothers have to relieve you. Brothers selling papers. My husband used to sell thousands of paper, Muhammad Speaks paper, a week. He got a courier's plaque from Imam Waris Muhammad in Chicago for being the courier selling the most Muhammad Speaks paper. No joke. But he had the gift of gab.
I believe.
That when you came to these days, you come to the age of Islam, you get the gift of gab. You know how to bring fish.
Yes,
they call it fishing. You know you are. Yes, you learn how to bring people in there. That just
I
like
mean,
your whole mannerism. You know your whole mannerism.
Right.
So the whole thing is that we, if we talk about remaking the world, whether we're going to have to do it by force or whether we're going to have to do it. If you don't like
yes,
it,
ma'am.
Too bad. Because listen,
that's
it's not going to get done by letting everybody do everything and anything they want to do. If you come in amongst us and you want to sell drugs and you want to be a prostitute and you want to carry on that life of the dunya and you don't want to let it go, well, we can't have all of that going on around us. We got to do something.
Right.
If we don't do something
that's
about
right.
it, if we don't do something about it now, it's going to completely infiltrate us, and we can't have everybody and anybody amongst us and say we believers, we Muslim, we trying to remake the world, we trying to do good. Come on, baby. If you got all of that, you got to nip it in the bud some kind of way, talk to them, have
that's
a workshop
right.
for them so they can clean themselves up. Come on now. You can't be looking so study like that. You got to get you
that's
gotta
right.
get about, oh, we got this kind of world amongst us. Yeah, we do got all of that stuff amongst us, but we got to clean it up. We got to shape
that's
it.
Right.
The power. And if we don't shape up, we're going to get eliminated. I'm not kidding. We need our own everything, our own land we produce our own food on, our own factories,
that's right.
our own clothing factories.
We got to do it all.
Musi Khalifa, 129th Street of Bedford Avenue. The sisters, we had our own factory upstairs. We made our own underwear, our own slips, our own clothes, the brothers' clothes,
okay.
the children's clothes, everybody. We were tough.
That's right.
We got to get got to get back to that. We can't keep looking for anybody to do anything for us.
Do it ourselves. Thank you. Touch the one on your phone, so if you get back on, we'll know it. 727-408, we're cutting your mic on.
I'm Bilal. This is Bilal from
Hudson,
Florida. Yeah, I want to let everybody know that AM360 is, working together on the Book of Porn, and that's going to be forever. And that's going to be a forever. As long as I'm writing, I'm going to try to teach other people to write. And we're going to have some books out here that can keep AM360 afloat.
Allahu
Akbar.
Yes.
So this is something I'd like to share. Alhamdulillah.
Yes, sir. Please.
Anything that stops man's intelligence to grow has to go, whether fast or slow. We must seek refuge with our Creator. That's the best way to start. Read our sacred book. This is something that can't be overlooked. We have the best. No need to get upset. Prophet Muhammad was concerned about the way the people was living. He prayed to God. He wanted to give the people something. Allah answered his prayer. He was ready to share. Let's show the world we care. Fulfilling all obligation is fair. We just can't sit and stare. Allah will not burden up the condition we cannot handle. Falsehood must be dismantled. We are blessed like the early fathers of the prophet. Will we be able to pass our test? Of course we will, because we trust in God and we will not yield. Our ancestors and pioneers opened the door. Let's continue to fight against wrong. Trust Allah, wisdom, and mercy to keep us strong. Our leader gave us his best. We bounce back when we get upset. Sometimes we hear a voice that says, is life worth it? The answer must be yes, because we are too legit to quit it. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Okay, we'll touch the one on your phone, and we can put your hand back on and we'll know it. And right now we're going to touch on you. Shoot.
Right there. Yeah, two of them like that.
727-741.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what I
want to
make a mark tonight. Yes.
Martha, I am
wonderful. Thank Allah for you and your wife, Imam Wali, you, Bilal, and to you, Brother James. Salaamu Alaikum for you and your family. Peace. Praise be to Almighty God for the conversation.
Yes.
And I don't want to repeat what has been said. I want to add to it. And I was speaking today as we were talking about, well, let me just go to what I'm thinking. And that is, you know, seeing any other time, I guess we wouldn't say interracial marriages. We just say the human family is, you know, male and female are marrying.
Yes.
And I see the product from that marriage. And I ask myself, in the years to come, will the children of that union understand, I mean, as we're going forward, can we share the information, you know, history gone unknown will be repeated. And so the product from that union understand why they will be treated in a certain manner should we fail to take them into a certain arm and hold them, but share with them the truth of what has transpired and at the same time not limit or handicap them by the past.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, that's something that we have to work on, not only with those that come from abroad that do it, but those right among ourselves. But, you know, when we practice Islam properly, we marry into the races of each other. It shouldn't be a problem. But because humans are the way we are, Islam doesn't correct all that. Some people got their personal hatred for the other race and hate to see them come into their family. And that'll be something that individual have to work on. The more that we see that Allah has allowed this to happen, you know what I mean? In other words, most of us will stay within our race, but there are some that will cross the line, and it's not a sin. It's not something that Allah said we can't do. We definitely can do it, but it's the mindset.
Mm-hmm.
If we're working together, building a better mindset, then it's more acceptable. But if we leave it where Shaitan has allowed us to be, when I say us, I'm not talking about us, the Muslims on this phone talking, I'm talking about humanity. If we allow it to stay in that, then yes, every time someone crossed the line into the other race, there'll be somebody looking down on them, making them feeling cheap or whatever the case may be. We have to be a picture, as Allah mentions, of the mercy to humanity and the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, followed in that when Islam will be given to people, you know, over and over and over the time, different people, and they become the mercy. Why? Because people had looked down on them, such as us, so much that when we stand up and be the example, unification is the example, showing the correct language of being human among this humanity. We can show people that you stepped away from what Allah wanted you to do, and that hatred, that jealousy, it shouldn't be there. You know what I mean? And who else is better in the world than those who have been on the bottom to actually be the reminder to those who thought they was too big to do what Allah says, even in that, you know. So we got to help clean up the world. That's what I'm saying, based on what you just said, my sister.
Alhamdulillah.
That's my
thank you so much.
Yes, that's. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. So we thank everybody for their comments. We're going to bring our sister 111111. Your mic is on. You can.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yes, I just want to mention that, first of all, takbir to what our sister Martha just said, and
yes,
what my sister in Rhode Island, Providence, Rhode Island. I mean, it's so true what both of the sisters have said about this topic, and it really reiterates what I was as a long time practicing Muslima myself. You know, I came in the first. I came in during that time willingly, and you know, I've seen a lot. Lived in three different states. And been Muslim all this time, and just seeing how we apply this Islam. You know, there's good examples of some of the people in our association, because then you got to factor in the fact that you have some believers that are not in the association of Imam Muhammad, and they don't, and you know, and they look down on those of us that are proudly, you know, those, some of those from our community that go overseas, and the ones from overseas, you know. So you know, this multiculturalism, or you know, and I know Allah say always, you know, Allah, he made us all different nations and tribes so that we may know each other and not despise each other, but you know, it hasn't been reciprocated. It hasn't been reciprocated for the most part from those others, you know, toward us. You know, they look down on us, and still, you know, if you could be learned, you could be a learned scholar. We got scholars in our community. I follow what Lamp Post Production Education Initiative, and those are mostly scholars from our community here in the West.
Yes, they are.
You know, and they this comes up a lot. This comes up a lot as far as, you know, how can we repair and build our communities back? And you have those other scholars from overseas, you know, they look and try to belittle the tafsir.
Yes.
Of Imam Muhammad, or you know, those of us that came through the Nation of Islam, as if we're not authentic, we're not, you know, we're not original, you know, as if they are better, and that's racism.
That's right.
The so I mean, we can talk it and we can live it. But it has to be reciprocated as far as the multiculturalism, you know,
and so,
all of that.
That's
you
right.
know.
That's
the reality is that a lot of the imams that are in the masajids, have the established masajids in our major cities. They're in the inner cities. They're where the masses of our people are.
Right. That's
and,
right.
And those,
you're right.
Those ones from overseas, they don't have no connection to. They don't want any connection with us, even during Ramadan. I look at the trends. I look at what's going on. I'm on there all the time on my online, and just seeing what's going on. And you have a few. You know, we got imams like Yasser Qadhi, who's a Pakistani Muslim.
Okay.
He sings the praises of, you know, indigenous Muslims, those of us that are here, laid the groundwork in this
country.
He said, you know, we can't. He tells his people in his kutba sometime, we can't look down on those indigenous African American Muslims. They the ones that laid the groundwork. They did the dawah. They did it.
Nobody
beautiful. Had no interest in, or you know, they were assimilating into the dominant culture in the early days. And a lot of the immigration, the fact that they were able to immigrate over here, the immigration laws and the civil rights laws, that was on our back.
Yeah.
That was on
That's
our
right.
back that they were even able to come over here.
That's right.
Right.
And then when they come, they look down on us as if they are better, you know, a stop of the law. You know, it's going to be hard for, you know, some in our community to join with people that don't want to join with us. How do you, you know, we can't kiss nobody's behind. Who are they? They're not better than nobody. You know, that Arab supremacy and that Pakistani, you know, or whatever, Korean, the Asians, that's another one. The Pacific Islanders, all of them. Not all, but I mean, I know there's some that work in these spaces with Muslims, you know.
Yes, I got you.
I look at them, but I'm just saying. Overall, we have no choice but to do for ourselves. We got to do that.
Absolutely.
For us to be able to survive.
That's right. That's right.
This stuff is talk. It's a whole lot of talk. You know. We love humanity, but humanity don't love us.
That's right. They look down on us. This is the thing I'd like to say in that, sis. When I was the imam in Glassboro, New Jersey,
yes, sir.
I counseled many of the families that were not African American descended slaves. And me and my wife at that time, she's deceased now. And when we finished, especially the Pakistanis, all of them did it, but the Pakistanis did it with more appeal to not let the information get out that we counseled them. And they said, I've never been counseled like that before. Me and my wife, you know what I mean? And they're listening and everything. And I said, well, when you pray and thank Allah for Imam Muhammad and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Yes.
And I could have had my father, but those two was enough.
Yes,
so I said, and they would call us back. This wasn't like one time. This wasn't one family. This is a number of them, and they don't want to. But when they embrace us, they find that they can get more insight on what need to be done, even with their families here in America. Because remember, in some of those places overseas, the woman don't exist.
Sure,
she don't
no.
have a voice. You know, I had a sister call me this week, and she asked me. She said, "What is this about? If a woman finds she can't no longer be in a marriage, that she's not allowed to divorce the man." So I said, "Do you think Allah would be that unfair that He would tell a man he could divorce her, but He wouldn't let her be able to divorce him if she was in the same situation?" So I said, "No, that's why they got cool. That's why they got cool. Cool is the divorce by the woman to the man." You know what I mean? I said it was done in the time of the prophet. Prayers and peace be upon him is mentioned in the Quran. You know what I mean? So anyway, I just thought we'll keep talking about it. But, I mean, she's relieved to hear what I had to say, but she said someone was telling her that. I said, no, that's people that are still walking and telling their wife or their women, whoever, they got to stand in the back. I said, there's a reason
that's
why they pray in the back.
Yeah, that's that, what do you call it, a culture and not Islam. Culture.
That's exactly
a lot of them are
that's
still
right.
caught up in culture. And then what
that's
you were
right.
referring to was that talak. All they just say talak and I divorce you, all of that. That's
yeah,
cultural
right. that's
too.
Right.
I, lo-
that's
I looked
right.
up
that's
the
right.
history. See, I know my
that's
my
right.
deen.
Yeah.
yeah.
That's right. And that's what we have to know. Yeah. And that's why
yes,
see, this is why Allah, according to the prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, things said in the Quran. The prophet said that Allah will continue to give Islam to a people that's always like the downtrodden, the lowest. People reject. And the purpose is to remind those who already went through, because when we start off from the beginning, we see the purity of the religion. We don't have that problem. We didn't have that problem anyway. You all sisters, y'all was too strong on us for us to just put all y'all down. The black
yes,
man
that,
had a,
that, that
we had
NGT
a couple.
The NGT training we had, some of us had, it prepared us. Because I was one right in there.
Yeah, I got you. You know what I mean? So these things we got to know, and we got to help them see the religion truly, and this is why we have to be ourselves.
I just like
seeing imams from our community trying to be Arabs. No, God don't want us to do that.
Exactly.
I don't want us to do that. Be yourself. In other words, Allah says to us, He know what He gave us.
That's
it
right.
Ain't like he gave us a cup, but we should have been a plate, had a plate. No, He knew exactly what He was giving us. And we can handle it. And as you said about Bilal, the prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, had to say many things to his companions to remind them. You call him Black Bilal. All of us are black.
Mm-hmm.
You want to say that Bilal can't get into the paradise. But then the prophet gave him an example, just hollering out, hey, Bilal, how did you get in the front? And the companions felt in that, because Bilal was walking a little ahead. But when he finished the statement, they were shamed, because he said, I seen us all going into the paradise, and your footsteps was in front of us. Meaning that you did something that was more pleasing to Allah, that you was in front of us. And he included himself in that line. You know what I mean? When he told Bilal to get up on the roof and call the prayer. No, they didn't want that. But Bilal got up, and they didn't tell him the words to say. He called people to proper worship. He didn't just call them to prayer, the proper worship.
Right.
You know what I mean? So certain things that was said, they couldn't get rid of. And these were his best companions, so we know what the rest of the world is feeling. They look at something. When you go to Hajj, every one of us are treated like they treat the Africans until they hear us speak. And then they say, Amariki, oh, my brother, please, come.
Exactly.
So we got to show them. We got to show them how to practice Islam. No question about it. There's no question.
And that reminds me, and I'm going to get off at our masjid, because I primarily go to Atlanta Masjid of Al-Islam, even though all the masjids and Imam Muhammad's Association here is about, oh my goodness, it's quite a few of them. But they're a little bit smaller, you know. But primarily, you know, I attend there. Been there for years. Masjid Al Mu'minun, and we have a few others. But anyway, you know, they just came back. Some of the believers that have made Hajj, you know, they just came back from Umrah. Last month. That was the Talim, and they were talking about their experiences and the fact that, you know, we have a working relationship with those Saudis overseas because of Imam Suleiman, our resident Imam Suleiman Hamid, and his lovely wife, Sister Shahida Sharif.
Amen.
You know, they've had the Hajj pros for years. For years. And so these people know, you know, they're at a point where people across the country know, and those that have traveled back and forth overseas, because some people have made Umrah more than once, some people have made Hajj, you know, more than one Hajj.
More than once,
and they've gone back,
and
the people know, they were talking about how the people know, America, the believers, America, you they know them. They know
that's
them
right.
once
that's
they
right.
Get over there. So that's a good thing. That's an example of the dawah, you know.
But look at the favor, favor Allah has given us. Look at the favor.
Exactly.
Allah allowed us to become slaves, the lowest in America.
Mm-hmm.
America has the strongest voice in the world today to
bring
Islam back up through us. That's a favor. You know what I mean?
It is.
And, you know, and we ain't on the back seat. We ain't somewhere on a lowly thing. If we just find our unity that we once had, bring that love back. Because we don't dislike other Muslims. Other Muslims want to prove they got something again, and they don't dislike us.
Exactly.
They just, if they can, they don't want to be behind us. But sometimes you got to be behind, especially when Allah puts you back there, right? You better submit before you walk in front of him. You know what I mean? Let me get this other line.
But let me let you go.
Wa alaykum salam. Always good hearing you and talking to you. 727-408. Yes, you can speak.
Alhamdulillah, I'd like to share something. We are better off than we were yesterday. Alhamdulillah. We are better off than we were yesterday, even if we don't have unshakable faith. Ramadan is near. Look forward to better things this year. CWSC and AM 360 are blessed with dedicated volunteers, 24/7.
Yes.
We can taste a little bit of heaven. When our intellect is infected and our voice is infected, it's water in the desert. Call or listen in, and you will feel better. The negative influence of Shaitan world is destroying those who are weak. Our live servant will never accept defeat. The culture of this society is not suitable for you and me. We should care for those who are in need. Prophet Muhammad fought against those who oppress the people. Allah is full of bounty to mankind, but most of them are ungrateful. That is why the global society is unstable. Of course, we are not perfect. Sensationalism could keep us in prison. Dope dealers becoming our leader, a world of deception. We can't depend on the crooked politician. Allah is God. Don't be deceived by those who win the election. Life was good when it was supported by the natural environment. Shaitan world is full of corruption and sin. As believers in God, we must work for a better tomorrow. Allah will protect us and guide us in these days of sorrow. I be man, have patience, and believe that things can change. The beast and the genocide of us can be tamed. We can no longer blame the white man. To our lives, I will return. He had power over all things. We can take that to the bank. The way things are today, it might be slim or thin. We are thankful for those persons who form a group and continue to read the Quran after Ramadan. Assalamu alaikum.
Amen. Wa alaikum assalam. Touch your one on your phone, so therefore if you wanna come back, we got you. You know what I mean? We'll see. And that's anybody. We still have few moments, and we're going to take a PSA first, and then we'll be right back. God willing.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Good enough. Oh, James. Yeah.
James Bashir. Assalamu alaikum. James Bashir, allowing this to be do for self. Join us every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an additional of the Halal Industry Do for Self with your host, Imam Wale Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Zinc, and co-hosts James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal Zinc is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self to build the model community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the hosts at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet at CWSHURAA. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit am360.org, Parent Corporation, Community-Wide Shure Conference at cwsc.us, or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297.
Yeah, thanks, Brother James. I see we have another caller. 401-323.
This is Sister Angela Marie again from North Providence, Florida. I would like to say, Astaghfirullah wallahi, Ramadan is supposed to be a time of peace. But I'm going to tell you, since I've been living here since 2002 or 2003, the Muslims here at Masjid Al-Kareem Islamic Center of Rhode Island, they're wild Indian animals. They fight in the masjid during Ramadan. Knock over the sisters' doors and keep fighting over superstition. They call the police on one another. This is a scary place to worship. I hate to say it, but it is. They shouldn't be doing that kind of wild stuff at all, no time of the year. But during Ramadan, it's even worse. They'd be fighting physically over superstition because they practice voodoo and superstition here. And they wear trinkets and stuff around their neck. They practice voodoo. I'm telling you, you need to come here and see it. As-salamu alaykum.
What makes sense? Yeah, touch of one. Turn your mic off. Well, as you, the ma'am had spoke about, Imam Hamed, I said earlier that it's in a process. We're in a process of doing all that. As he had said that, you know, we just old Negro. Even though we Muslim, well, we still have the old Negro habits. And just like the sister explained, there's always been drama in the masjid. Here in Philadelphia, we didn't go as far as that, but there was always, and this is during Ramadan, this is during any time. That is always, when we get together as people, the African-American, the descendants of slaves, we still have the strain, the stress on our heart that we encounter coming through our lifetime. We stumbled across Vinny. We was having meeting, brothers meeting, and it, like as the sister said, fights always started and all that. But that was, I've seen, it was the believers venting. We got a lot of stuff on our heart that we had to get off our heart. Allah won't change our condition until we change the condition of our heart. But we have to get that pain off the heart. Now, if we can get to the point that we can discuss our situation instead of acting, it's just like the black-on-black crime that we see out in the street. There's no difference. But this is where Islam comes in and help mellow everything out, but we have to get the attention first. The people have to commit themselves to want to do this. Now, I can imagine that the chaos, it must be in the masala, in the masjid. But I'm sure we experience that in every masala here in America that's centered around African-American descendants of slaves. We have to build it. We have to project. The image. The first thing, everything starts with the leadership first. Everything starts from the top. And then it trickles down to the believers or to the congregation. And if that thing happened there, and if you had to call the police, you have to have a stronger imam or stronger people in here to rectify it. But it sounds like it's probably a little bit of everybody in there. And it's not just African-Americans. It's a little bit of everybody else that create that little problem or create that atmosphere. We have to get back that we never done this. In the Nation of Islam and the Imam Muhammad, we never experienced anything like that. So I see I got Brother Imam Ahmed 636. Your mic is open.
Yes, sir. As-salamu alaykum. Praise be to Allah. We are grateful for the large conversion that is occurring in this country, Canada. Great Britain is off the chain. I mean, boy. But Allah tells us in the Quran, when the people entered the religion in crowds, seek refuge with your Lord. And Imam Muhammad elaborated on that. He said, because they are coming with the problems that they had. They are who they are. It's a process. It doesn't just happen just because you say the Shahada. They bring baggage with them, and we're to have patience with them. Don't put on them what we are able to endure. We've been Muslims a long time. You know, we've been Muslims a long time. So as I stated earlier, it's a process. Islam is always reforming. There is never a time when Islam is not reforming. In the year 3030, it'll still be reforming human beings.
That's right.
But let me say this here concerning the Nation of Islam. I don't know who it was, but somebody said, we were forced to do things. Now, if we tell the truth now, it ain't just because we were just such good people. Let's stop that fantasy. Let's get real here. They had a captain, lieutenants. They had the FOI. If I was at home with my wife and my newborn child, if the captain called and said the fish truck is in, we need you to come and help unload, I got to go. Do you?
Yeah.
I'm not for real. So I like this period whereby nobody is forcing me to do right. I do right on my own.
I mean,
right on my own, not through force or threat of violence. There's a lot I could say that I witnessed in the Nation of Islam. A lot of people got hurt. A lot of people got hurt. I'm just saying.
Yes, right.
So I don't ever want to go back to those times. I don't ever want to go back to that where somebody's standing over me like a big barnyard boss. No. And this is the truth. The progress that we are making now is strictly voluntary. It's coming from the heart.
Right.
Now, we are better. Let me say that we are better now than we was back then because we are doing it with no threat. With nobody standing over you, ordering you all around. You're a free human being. And you do what you do, Imam Wali, because that is what is operating inside of you and motivating you. Not a captain, not a lieutenant, not a squad leader.
That's right. That's right.
I'm just saying.
You're right.
So these are the good old days.
I'll
stop right there, my brother. As-salamu alaykum. Let's start telling the truth.
Yes, waiting sound. Sister, your mic is on 111. 111. Your mic is on.
You're going to go to 401.
Okay, let's try 401-323. Your mic is on. You move. Do I move? One. Okay. Try it again. 401.
This is Angela again. It's not the African Americans that fight in the Nasdaq. It's the ones that come from India. And a brother even cut his white head off. It's not us. It's not the African Americans or the Africans. Sometimes I don't know if we need to all be mixed together in the same Nasdaq because we have different cultures. And when they come here, they want to bogart all the American people. And the ones that come from India, they are wild. I'm not talking about our African brothers and sisters. No, we're cool at the Nasdaq. It's mainly those ones that come from India. They are wild. They fight. And a brother even cut his wife's head off because she wanted to divorce him. We don't need to be in the match day with them. Assalamu alaikum.
Touch the one on your phone, sister, and we can cut it off. One. Your mic is on.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Yes, I just wanted to reiterate that is true what Sister Angela just mentioned. I'm aware of there's believers that I keep in touch with in two other different states, and that's New York. There's a state in the Midwest. A sister that's in Oklahoma. Her and her husband, and they keep me abreast of what's going on with the believers there now. Sister Angela is correct. We have some things that we need to throw out. You know, we don't need, but there's some things we don't. We need the discipline. They apply. To apply the discipline of Islam, these reasons why is that because our families are in disarray, our Muslim families, and it's such a high rate of divorce all across the country. Nobody wants to get married. Nobody, you know, and that affects the businesses. That affects the business life. That affects the community life because there are masters where the people from other countries, you know, they come in our masters and they want to bogart and take over. That's what's going on in my state now, my state of Connecticut. The immigrant Muslims took over. They bring their culture, you know, the masjid that we have and our Association of Imam Muhammad is a storefront in between two storefronts. It's no longer even there. We don't want to go back. No, we don't want to go back to, you know, some of the things that happened in the Nation of Islam. But we need to also preserve our Muslim culture in this country because we have others that are trying to just wipe us out in that regard too. They bring their cultural practices and what they did in their communities and they don't even join with us. They've taken over. Right. They have schools. I know of another state where that's happening, the same thing. Mm-hmm. And don't talk about Dearborn, Michigan. That's another thing. You know, I mean, so we really gotta be careful. And that's why I'm so glad that Sapelo Square and so many other groups from our association is preserving the history, the culture of our Muslims here in America.
Right.
We can't join with everybody because everybody is not wanting to reciprocate. They want to bring their culture. They want to bring their traditions. They want to bring their norms and overtake us. And that's not good. That's not good. We have our own unique culture of Muslims in America. We do.
That's right.
We don't have to assimilate with nobody else. We don't have to because they don't want to respect ours. Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, well, alaikum, my son. We got 90 seconds, but I want to say that this on that. The Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, on a visit from the people of Becca, who he grew up with, some was family, some was friends, who were Muslims, who came from Becca, which is today's Mecca, and came to Yatridge, which is today's Medina. He took their hands and put them together and let them shake hands. And he reminded the people from Becca, you are guests. Your host is the people here, speaking about Yatridge. We have to have that attitude. We're their hosts. We don't go to Saudi and take over. We follow their pattern. And we have to do the same. We'll talk more on that. We got a few seconds left, literally. And we thank everybody for their input. Pray to Allah that we can all get together next week, next Wednesday, from 5 to 7, and continue our discussion. But we got to build for ourselves. That's what's missing from us.
Unite.
We have to build. We got to unite. We got to be the one we saw before, but build industry, wealth, and many other things. Too many of our imams, our brothers, they think they're gonna get some dollars from somebody. No, we'll get our wealth from Allah. Just let's work together.
That's right.
So I'm gonna stop now. They just said 10 seconds. Thank you for being here. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.